were part of the audience, part of a movement. Once it became thousands of miles removed from that, I began to freak out.
Joe Strummer, The Future is Unwritten, is a new documentary directed by Julian Temple about the life and times of Joe Strummer, guitarist, singer, guiding creative spirit, along with Mick Jones of The Clash.
And also, my father had died while we were on the last tour. And when I came home,
it's a very interesting biography. It has a sad end. He died. He was only 50 in 2002 from a congenital heart defect. But his life offers a window not only on the history of pop music and English society, but also on the personality of a very interesting, peculiar, footloose, eccentric, and very sincere and idealistic man.
I still can only play all six strings or none, and not all the fiddly bits, which is why I called myself Joe Strummer.
Then he was a busker and a wanderer and a squatter in London, and then punk rock came along and changed everything, including his life. The Clash didn't invent punk rock, but they took its raw, angry energy and infused it with some politics and also with a musical variety that other bands like the Ramones or the Sex Pistols didn't quite have. He was born Joe Mellor. His father was a diplomat. He spent his early childhood in various diplomatic postings and then went off to boarding school, all of which is a bit at odds with the rough-and-tumble proletarian image that he cultivated with The Clash.
The Clash invade America. Next, Off the Record.
People still hate us in England for making it in America. Somebody had to break out and prove that this thing was a global thing. It wasn't just a neighborhood thing.
But really, this movie is a lot richer and more subtle than a standard made-for-VH1 celebrity biopic. That's partly because of the technique. It's a kind of collage of all different sorts of images and sounds that just carries you along on a current of sensations and impressions that really deepen and enrich the story. And it's also because the story itself is about such a fascinating, warm, and complicated character.
I remember saying you can't hear the words. But the words are really great, man. Really great. And you can't hear them. What do you think that's ironic?